"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Welcome to the show.
Orange County, 25 and dropping to 5 days. 79 day time in the last 77th.
Electricity price of, you'd have to literally be following this until midnight last night. Coming as to what's coming here. You're being warned last night. So your group of bills last the whole legislature because they passed. And the legislature of California pushing hard in some is pushing policies that news. And these are the policies. And destroying itself is so Europe, 29. Here it's $100. Here it's $120. Here, 29. And so Europe destroying itself is these are the policies. And them is push policies that New California pushing hard in culture because they passed and the legislative group of bills last the whole. You're being warned tonight. So you as to what's coming here. Coming. Price of. I mean, the price in Europe is about electricity higher than it is here. Eight times higher. Eight times higher. And don't let it happen because I think it's not going to. And it's happening in Europe. They have the same and the nutty ideas. Schellenberger on it. We're going to have Michael Schellenberger more about this. 4 o'clock to talk. And show, Chris. John and Kenny are saying in Germany, the reason in France, the prices, the surge for electricity, 25. Welcome to the show. 5%.
25 in Orange County's. Dropping to 5 times in the last 79 days.
Electricity.
77th.
I mean, the price of. Literally, you'd have to listen until midnight last coming here as to what's coming last night. So you're being warned as the whole group of bills last and the legislature because they're pushing hard in California. Policies that Newsom is pushed and these are the policies destroying itself. So Europe, $29. Here it's $100. Here it's $129. So Europe is destroying itself, and these are the policies that Newsom is pushing hard in California and the legislature because they passed a whole group of bills last night. So you're being warned here as to what's coming. I mean, the price of electricity in Europe is about 8 times higher than it is here. 8 times higher. And don't think it's not going to happen because it's happening in Europe. And they have the same nutty ideas. We're going to have Michael Schellenberger on at 4 o'clock to talk more about this. John and Ken show. Brits are saying the reason Germany and France, the prices for electricity surged 25%. Welcome to the show.
Orange County, 25 and dropping to 5 days. 79 day time in the last 77th.
Electricity price of, I mean the price. You'd have to literally be following this until midnight last night. coming as to what's coming here. You're being warned last night. So your group of bills last the whole legislature because they passed. And the legislature of California pushing hard in some is pushing policies that Newsom, these are the policies, and destroying itself is. So Europe, $29. Here it's $100. Here it's $120. Here it's $29. So Europe destroying itself is. These are the policies. And them is push policies that Newsom, California pushing hard in culture because they passed. And the legislative group of bills last the whole. You're being warned last night. So you as to what's coming here. Price of, I mean, the price in Europe is about electricity higher than it is here. Eight times higher. And don't to happen because I think it's not going to. And it's happening in Europe. They have the same and the nutty ideas. Schellenberger on it. We're going to have Michael Schellenberger more about this. 4 o'clock to talk. And show, Chris, John and Kenny are saying in Germany, the reasons in France, the prices, the surge for electricity, 25. Welcome to the show. 5%.
25 in Orange County, dropping to 5 times in the last 79 days.
Electricity.
77th.
I mean, the price of, and literally, you'd have to listen until midnight last coming here as to what's coming last night. So you're being warned as the whole group of bills last and the legislature, because they're pushing hard in California. Policies that Newsom is pushed, and these are the policies. Destroying itself. So Europe, $29. Here it's $100. Here it's $129. So Europe is destroying itself. And these are the policies that Newsom is pushing hard in California and the legislature because they passed a whole group of bills last night. So you're being warned here as to what's coming. I mean, the price of electricity in Europe is about 8 times higher than it is here. 8 times higher. And don't think it's not going to happen because it's happening in Europe. And they have the same nutty ideas. We're going to have Michael Schellenberger on at 4 o'clock to talk more about this. John and Ken show. Brits are saying the reason Germany and France, the prices for electricity surged 25%. Welcome to the show.
Orange County, 25 and dropping to 5 days. 79 day time in the last 77th.
Electricity price of, I mean the price. You'd have to literally be following this until midnight last night. Coming as to what's coming here. You're being warned last night. So your group of bills last the whole legislature because they passed. And the legislature of California pushing hard in some is pushing policies that Newsom, these are the policies. And destroying itself is. So Europe, $29. Here it's $100. Here it's $120. Here it's $29. So Europe destroying itself is. These are the policies. And them is push policies that Newsom, California pushing hard in culture because they passed. And the legislative group of bills last the whole. You're being warned last night. So you as to what's coming here. Coming. Price of, I mean, the price in Europe is about electricity higher than it is here. 8 times higher. 8 times higher. And don't to happen because I think it's not going to. And it's happening in Europe. They have the same and the nutty ideas. Schellenberger on it. We're going to have Michael Schellenberger more about this. 4 o'clock to talk. And show, Chris, John and Kenny are saying in Germany, the reasons in France, the prices, the surge for electricity, 25. Welcome to the show. 5%.
25 in Orange County, dropping to 5 times in the last 79 days.
Electricity.
77th.
I mean, the price of, literally, you'd have to listen until midnight last coming here as to what's coming last night. So you're being warned as the whole group of bills last and the legislature because they're pushing hard in California. Policies that Newsom is pushed and these are the policies destroying itself. So Europe, $29. Here it's $100. Here it's $129. So Europe is destroying itself. And these are the policies that Newsom is pushing hard in California and the legislature because they passed a whole group of bills last night. So you're being warned here as to what's coming. I mean, the price of electricity in Europe is about 8 times higher than it is here. 8 times higher. And don't think it's not going to happen because it's happening in Europe. And they have the same nutty ideas. We're going to have Michael Schellenberger on at 4 o'clock to talk more about this. John and Ken show. Brits are saying,
well, they feel like
the the reason Germany and France, the prices.
And I hear it over and over, the chant that these people that are being placed in prison or being brought into arrest are basically unfairly targeted and are misunderstood, and that they all deserve to be, given a break.
Misunderstood? They committed the crimes. They get convicted of the crimes.
Here's what gets forgotten are the victims, right? The victims disappear, absolutely disappear. And the focus becomes entirely on the accused and in many cases guilty. And then they say that putting people in prison doesn't serve as a deterrent. Well, the punitive nature of what they've done gets completely summarily dismissed.
When they're in prison, they
can't. That's not justice.
When they're in prison, they can't hurt anybody out here.
Absolutely right. And so it is a deterrent in that aspect, right?
Sure. You put them away for 5 years, that's 5 years they can't harm any of us.
And that gets totally dismissed. And so logic basically becomes compromised, in my opinion, on a routine basis. But thankfully, we saved this mistake from moving forward by the skin of our chinny chin chin.
All right, Tom, thanks for coming
on. It's super close.
Yeah, Tom Lackey.
Super close, and say prayers for California, man. We need it.
All right, Assemblyman from Palmdale, Republican. Thanks for coming on with us. And if you think Bob Hertzberg is nuts, wait till I read you some quotes of what his fellow assemblymen think, both Republican and Democrat. We've got an inside source, and this is what his colleagues say about Bob Hertzberg. And you people in L.A. County, I believe it's the 3rd District, you should be warned. He's running to replace Sheila Kuehl. The district covers the West Side and the Valley. And he is a disaster. And even fellow legislators think he's a disaster. And I'll read you their quotes coming up. John and Ken, KFI. Assemblyman Tom Lackey on from Palmdale. He was describing what happened last night in the Assembly when State Senator Bob Hertzberg's bill for no bail, the no bail bill from no bail Bob, went down to defeat, 2 votes short in the end. And he described a bizarre scene because the clock was ticking. Apparently, the Democratic leadership put up this no bail bill 4 times. They couldn't get over the hump and get 41 votes, a majority. Now, remember, they've got a 2/3 plus majority. I think they got about a 70%. About 70% of the seats in the Assembly. So normally, you only need 41. This shouldn't be a problem. They couldn't get there because there were a lot of Democrats completely spooked. Now, again, quick history lesson. Hertzberg pushed this bill a couple of years ago, and then a woman named Kate Tibbetts was murdered in Sacramento. Raped, murdered, dogs murdered, 2 of them, and her house burned down by a guy who was released on no bail. In Sacramento. Troy Davis was his name. He'd stolen a car. They let him out on no bail. And then he did the rape and the murder, the killing of the dogs, and burning the house down. Hertzberg was temporarily shamed. And then there was a ballot initiative about no bail. And the no bail concept lost badly. I mean, the proposition went down in flames. Hertzberg, this stubborn donkey, comes back with another version of this bill. He made it more complicated, more difficult to understand. It was certain regulations of the bail industry, but it would have led to the same road, no bail for most of the people arrested. Now, an insider sent us an email who was monitoring the debate yesterday. Now, you heard Tom Lackey say that some Democratic legislators, very angry that this bill wasn't passing, surrounded another Democratic assemblyman who didn't want to vote for it. They surrounded him, bullied him, put so much pressure, he started crying, and he was clutching his rosary beads for support. You are not dealing with ordinary people in the legislature here. These are not ordinary representatives of the people. These are wild-eyed radical fanatics. Imagine They're beating up on another legislator because he doesn't want to vote for their no bail bill to the point where he's in tears. It's almost midnight last night, and they were putting this full court press on the guy. Well, here are what's described as some thoughts from a representative, from a Republican representative and a Democratic one on the assembly last night. The Republican said that Hertzberg is one of the most disliked senators because he continually spouts nonsense and thinks he knows it all. Last night's vote showed that even in one party, California, they will reject a dangerous bill from a bad legislator. And we know this firsthand. We've had Hertzberg on the show a few times, and he does. He just spouts nonsense. He makes up statistics, but he makes up statistics, and then he delivers them in a loud, bellowing voice. And there's nothing you can do with him. He's like a cartoon character, just a big blowhard. How he has won so many races in the Valley, I don't know what's with you people. He's a bad guy, and he's not very bright. He really isn't. I mean, we've had him in the studio. We've had him on the phone. He's had all kinds of nutty ideas, and even other Democrats think he's off his rocker, such as this one. This is a Democratic assemblyman. He was walking around the assembly last night acting like a fool from a Shakespearean play. He was completely oblivious that the more he talked up the bill, the more votes he lost amongst his peers. A sad clown on his final day on stage. This was the last bill Bob Hertzberg was ever going to present in the legislature because he's termed out. And now he's running to be, oh my God, you are not going to believe the comedy if he wins. He's going to be replacing Sheila Kuehl as county supervisor if he wins the election. He's running against a West Hollywood politician. And there's only five county supervisors in Los Angeles. This is going to be a disaster if he's one of the five. This is the kind of nonsense he comes up with. No bail bills after a no bail guy murdered a woman, after he raped the woman, after he killed the woman's dogs, after he burned down the house, after the public voted down the no bail proposition. And he still comes out with this, and he has his henchmen bullying any representative who wants to oppose it? Wow. And he brings it up four times. He couldn't get the vote, brought it up again. Couldn't get the vote, brought it up again. Couldn't get the vote, brought it up again. Four times. Here's another character who we covered years ago. Do you remember the name Esteban Nunez? Maybe if you're a longtime listener, you'd remember him. He was the son of Fabian Nunez. Fabian Nunez was the assembly speaker. Now he's an oily lobbyist. Pals with Villaraigosa and pals with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And if you remember on the last day Schwarzenegger was governor, Schwarzenegger pardoned or commuted the sentence of Esteban Nunez. Esteban Nunez, the son, was involved in a murder at a college down in San Diego. Was convicted, sentenced to prison. Schwarzenegger let him out early. It was disgraceful. We had the victim's parents on weeping on our show. They could not believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger at the last minute, the last minute of his governorship, he went out in terrible disgrace. Reporters were chasing him around for months afterwards. It was so shocking because the murder was brutal. And Esteban Nunez was involved, and he was convicted, and he was in prison, and then he got out early because Schwarzenegger was pals with Esteban's dad, Fabian Nunez, excuse me. Esteban Nunez has resurrected himself as an activist. He's the director of the Advocacy for the Anti-Recidivism Coalition, which is crazy because zero bail increases recidivism. Recidivism is when you go back and you keep committing more and more crimes. So he's supposedly with anti-recidivism, but he's promoting a no bail bill, which will increase it. As we told you, Yolo County checked its statistics and 70% of the people they let out on no bail went on to commit more crimes. 70%. But Nunez sends out a tweet. We need to pass Senate Bill 262. Please, Assembly Dems, help us bring some equity to the bail process. So now you have a former murderer rehabilitated as a lobbyist who's lobbying Assembly Democratic representatives to let those arrested on crimes, including felonies, be let go without bail. Nunez is a convict. He's a felon. He's a murderer. And now he's some kind of oracle on criminal justice? This is really crazy, Lynn. More coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI. So Bob Hertzberg's no bail bill died just barely in the legislature last night. Despite that pompoon blustering away at his colleagues, trying to push it over the edge. I have no idea why he's so emotionally invested in criminals having freedom to commit more crime. And I have no idea why anybody with a pulse, anybody that's breathing, would ever vote Bob Hertzberg for anything. So don't do it if you're in the 3rd District in L.A. County. Because he's running to be county supervisor. He is a human disaster of a legislator, an embarrassment. Now, another thing, because yesterday was a tense day among these political weasels in Sacramento, because it was the last day that the legislature could vote to pass bills and then send them to Newsom. And at the last minute also, in fact, I think this was the last thing they voted on, they voted to keep the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant open for 5 more years. This is a nuclear plant along the coast in San Luis Obispo County. It provides up to 8.5% of all the power generated by the state. Although last year, it generated 6%. Yesterday and today is the same thing. Newsom and the legislature, they're all in a panic because we could have blackouts at any moment. At the very least, rolling blackouts like we had a couple of years ago. Because as we went through extensively yesterday, they have horribly botched the energy supply. They've bet too heavily on wind and solar, and it hasn't panned out. It's not reliable. They can't store the wind and solar because the battery technology is not sophisticated enough yet to do that. They tried to close this nuclear plant. There had been advocates working on this for years because they say it's too close to some earthquake faults. Although one of the latest studies says there is no seismic hazard. It's very hard to tell the truth because advocates lie all the time, and they also lie very loudly and hysterically. So it's hard to cut through. They make crazy claims. I mean, you ever been with a person who makes like really wild claims or accusations? And the only thing you can do is look at them and say, that's not true. But you can't prove a negative. They can't even prove a positive. They're just shouting loud because so many of these advocates now are just honestly emotionally unstable. Like these legislators who were bullying the Democrat last night to vote for the no bail bill, and the poor guy was crying, we're told, and praying on his rosary beads. They shook him up so badly. So what you have here are people who are emotionally unbalanced. They're invested in, I mean, is there anything more bizarre than letting criminals who've just been arrested for felonies walk with no bail? Say that slowly and out loud. You let criminals arrested for felonies walk with no bail. Here, you close a nuclear power plant, which provides 6 to 8% of the energy the whole state needs. 6 to 8%. Now, the reason we almost had a rolling blackout yesterday is because we came this close to running out of power. Well, you can't then take 8% of the power supply offline permanently, which is what they were going to do. 8% of the supply off permanently? When there's no replacement, And that's why there was a panic vote yesterday. In fact, it passed in the assembly 67-3. 67-3. In the Senate, it passed 31-1. It's the last act before the legislature adjourned. Last day before they could approve bills. Now, what does that tell you? All this stupid huffing and puffing about the climate, about clean energy and green energy. Well, clean energy. There's nothing cleaner than nuclear power. If we had intelligent people running the state, we'd have nuclear plants all over the place. It's 100% clean energy. And unlike wind and solar, it's available 24/7. It's completely reliable. You don't have to store it in batteries. You don't have a drop-off when the sun sets. You don't have the drop-off when the wind dies down. Sometimes those really cool wind turbines are just sitting there drooping, flaccid. Sun disappears. Why? In the wintertime, what? The sun disappears for 15 hours a day? But a nuclear energy plant could go on and on and on and on forever. What's really crazy is we have to spend $1.4 billion in a loan to PG&E to operate the place. Up until 2030. Newsom wanted this to run for 10 more years. The legislature came up with 5 years. Now, you have a nuclear plant that is running extremely well, provides a significant amount of energy, and is completely green. There is no carbon emissions, no greenhouse gases, no climate change threat. Of course they want to shut it down. Of course they want to shut down something that is very reliable and provides endless green energy. I mean, it's as if they've all had their brains removed. Are they all walking zombies? It was like a horror movie of brainless legislators coming up with just crazy, insane bills. And of course, they're going to try to come up with more wind energy, more solar energy. But it doesn't matter how much wind and solar you get. When the sun goes down and the wind stops, you got a zero there. Nothing's happening. In fact, coming up in the next segment, there's a story today that that experts are saying the reason Germany and France, the prices for electricity surged 25% this week. The future price of electricity, 25%. Because they banked on wind and solar, and it's not coming through in Europe. And as you know, Russia is cutting off the natural gas supply to Europe for a while. So they're in a complete panic there. Prices are surging. Why? They made the same stupid bet that Newsom's making. They made the stupid bet in Texas, too, under a Republican. John and Ken showed. A couple of days ago, we told you the Wall Street Journal had done. Fascinating, scary story on how much fentanyl is coming over the border from Mexico. I know we're running this Biden speech tonight. 100,000 people overdosing on opioids in this country, and a lot of it's from the illegal fentanyl that's coming over the Mexican border, and it's run by the Mexican drug cartels. Almost very little is done about it. I wish they would just be honest in the government and say, hey, look, we're getting a cut from the drug cartels, or we're terrified of them. We'd have to use the U.S. Army and the Marines to fight them, and we're not going to do that. So you're all on your own here. If you or your kids die of fentanyl, it's your fault. Don't come to us. Just admit the truth, because that's the reality here. They're not doing anything about it. Anyway, we're going to talk with Brad Garrett from ABC News. He's the crime and terrorism expert. Because one lab in Mexico could produce 1 million fentanyl pills in a week. And they have something called now rainbow fentanyl, which is fentanyl that comes in beautiful colors. So your kids will be even more enticed to take them. And it doesn't take much fentanyl to kill you, obviously, because we've had over 100,000 overdose deaths in this country in a year. Now, we've been telling you about how they, at the last minute last night in the legislature, they chose to keep Diablo Canyon, the nuclear plant, open. It's the last nuclear plant we have that creates power for us, up to 8.5% of all the power generated in the state. And they were actually going to close it. And this is part of Newsom's full-blown retreat from his green energy nonsense, because he's kept several natural gas plants open that were supposed to close. And he's kept now this nuclear plant. He was putting a lot of pressure on the legislature to do this, because, again, all he cares about is becoming president, and he can't afford blackouts. And his crowd in Sacramento right now are sweating through their underwear, and they will be for the next week, not only because it's hot, but they're afraid of a blackout. And it's guitar-em forever, as Gray Davis Jr. And that's why we've got another stupid flex alert coming up at 4 o'clock today. So it's 5 more hours that you're not supposed to plug in your electric car. You're not supposed to use your electric stove. You're not supposed to use your air conditioner, your dishwasher, nothing. Nothing that consumes a lot of energy. There's a story today from Fox Business about, in Europe, the energy experts say that green energy policies in Europe have created a huge energy crisis. The Future Electricity Price Index, this is what investors think electricity is going to cost, surged 25% on Monday. It is now at $993 per megawatt. To give you a comparison, in the United States, in June, it was $129 a megawatt electricity. So 129 here, which has been going up, 993 in Europe, because they've so badly, badly mismanaged their power supply. So now there's an energy shortage there, and consumers, Europeans, have to cut back on power consumption. Industrial production is declining. There is energy rationing across the continent. The European Union has an emergency meeting of EU energy ministers next week because of what's happening. The electricity price is skyrocketing, says a president of the EC, Ursula von der Leyen. And she said the electricity market was developed under completely different circumstances and for completely different purposes. What you have now is the price increases from the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and you also have Russia shutting down its natural gas supply. Temporarily, they claim, because they have to do some repairs, but everybody's afraid it's permanent because Europe has opposed the war and has financed the war effort in Ukraine and provided a lot of military weaponry. So there's no more natural gas coming from Russia, and the stupid Europeans had turned to green energy. I mean, Germany was holding parades for itself just a few months ago that, you know, they were going to be 100% green energy at some point. Now they've restarted their coal plants. In fact, they're currently in Germany burning the dirtiest coal. It's called lignite, L-I-G-N-I-T-E, lignite coal. For some reason, the wind stopped blowing in the North Sea. You know, sun is not common in Northern Europe during the cold months. It's known as winter. Michael Schellenberger, who is a policy expert here in California, he ran for governor. We had him on the show many times. He should be governor. He's 4,000 times smarter than Gavin Newsom. And he's not only an expert on the homelessness, he's an expert on energy. And he founded a group, Environmental Progress. He has been an environmental progressive in the past. But he says about the European leaders, you have people that are openly demanding to do more of the same thing that actually made the crisis possible. That's what you're seeing. They say, let's go do more unreliable energy. It's a sign of a disturbed person that keeps engaging in irrational activities that are obviously self-destructive. But that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that behavior at a mass level. Europe should be a warning to the U.S. that we should not go down their path. They've had a large expansion of wind and solar. They had a plan last year to massively reduce carbon emissions by doing more gas and solar, limiting gas power vehicle purchases. And but now, because the wind is not blowing that hard, heavy reliance on wind power has left the nation vulnerable when the wind produces less output than expected. One analyst said there's been an underinvestment in fossil fuels in Europe. There's been the closure of all these coal power plants. If you have a system with a lot of solar and wind, you need some backup in the system. Until we find a better technical solution than natural gas, you need something to back it up. And that's the role of coal and gas and nuclear in Europe. So Europe, 993 per megawatt in Europe. That's what it costs for electricity. $993. Here it's $129. So Europe is destroying itself. And these are the policies that Newsom is pushing hard in California and the legislature, because they passed a whole group of bills last night. So you're being warned here as to what's coming. I mean, the price of electricity in Europe is about 8 times higher than it is here. 8 times higher. And don't think it's not going to happen, because it's happening in Europe. And they have the same nutty ideas. We're going to have Michael Schellenberger on at 4 o'clock to talk more about this. John and Ken Show. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.